Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The question comes up now, which is that just one game or is that a sign of something worse? And I have zero problem with anyone going on some sort of mental tangent where you convince yourself that the Cleveland Browns are DOA this season. That's as bad of a game one as I can remember. And I know people pointed out, what was it, 2017, where you got skunked. I mean, just absolutely. RG3 had like, I don't even think RG3 made it to 100 yards in that game. You got no offense, no defense. Okay, but the difference is the stakes. Nobody expected RG3 in, and by the way, I think that was 2016 because that was Hugh's first year. So nobody expected that team to be any good. I mean, we did in the delusional way that every fan base thinks that their team's going to be good. For instance, my friends in Carolina, they spent themselves, 6 months saying, hey, Bryce Young, year two. They got the guy that fixed Baker Mayfield. It's going to be fine. And New Orleans danced on that ass all Sunday long. I listened to my boys on FNZ today. Totally different. All of a sudden, they're out. One game, they're out on Bryce Young. But I digress. My point is, those were basically fever dreams. If you had any expectations of those Browns teams who were tanking, who were cutting really good players in the peak of their career like Joe Hayden, that was to suggest that that game should have gone any differently in 2016 is asinine. This team you have real expectations for. And I think the thing that we started with today and the thing that continues to mystify me talking about the Browns game is this isn't year one of a new coach. This isn't year one with a bunch of young guys on this roster. You have the second oldest team in the NFL. And you got punked. So, you know, like we went into this game. Oh, is it a statement game? There was a statement made on Sunday. And that statement is Dallas showed up, played hard, and kicked your ass. The statement was you weren't ready to start the season, and you got punked at home on national television. So to what Nathan said, yeah, this Jacksonville game does become a statement game. And the statement better be, we're awake. The statement better be, hey, we figured out the things that we didn't do well. I mean, I know this is the big cliche, but there's always the biggest jump in the NFL is expected to come from week one to week two. Coaches have always said that. I heard Harbaugh say that after the Chargers won this the game yesterday. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But every smart coach I've ever heard says the biggest jump you take is in between those first two games. So I'm here to say I'm cool today saying it's just one game. The problem is the reasons, the things that led to this, the wilting when you get punched in the mouth, that's not a one-game thing. And in fairness, it's not a consistent thing. It doesn't happen back-to-back-to-back-to-back weeks. But a real concern for me is whether this team smells its flowers a little too much, whether they feel themselves too much, whether they think they've accomplished something too much. Because the only way that you get out of that is either getting your ass embarrassed on national television in week one against the Dallas Cowboys, and the second way is you have a coach that can break that bad habit. And I do, I bagged on Kevin. It was a horrendous day. Maybe his worst game as a Cleveland Browns head coach. Wasn't good as a play caller, wasn't good as a head coach. That third and seven run decision is still one of the most stymieing, what in the blue hell are you doing moments for a guy that I think is pretty damn smart and borderline genius. Not just football smart, but people smart. But the one thing Kevin isn't is a kneecap biter. He's not Vrabel. He's not Dan Campbell. He's not. And so there's a part of me, like, if you look at the fundamental flaw in the teams that have underperformed with Kevin, it's been teams that had too many guys with big personalities who believed and maybe smelled their own flowers a little bit too much. One week in, I think it's a fair, I'll say it's just one game. I'm going to start with it's just one game. I'm going to give you it's just one game. But man, this Sunday, it better not be just one more game. The Browns need to make, whatever that statement in that first game was, the Browns need to make an equal or opposite statement directly upon the Jacksonville Jaguars. 216-474-0092. Do you think the Browns now are in need of a statement game coming off making their own statement, which was no bueno? Rod, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, I just want to say thanks for having me. I just want to comment real quick on Coach Stefanski, mm-hmm. on his comment about the offensive line have to do a better job of protecting Watson. Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, the coaching staff need to do a better job also. You don't let your starting franchise quarterback take 17 hits and 6 sacks and then ask him, do you want to come out? His day should have been done at the 7-minute mark of the fourth quarter. We have a second-string quarterback for a reason. That was brutal. I was on my couch cringing and oohing and aahing to some of the shots that he took. There's no question he's a tough quarterback. But somebody's got to protect him from himself in a situation like that. That's my comment.
Rod, appreciate you, buddy. So I'm a little torn on this because I agree with the premise. If Deshaun needs protected, it's also from himself. Deshaun multiple times held on the ball way too long. The play where Amari was wide open over the middle and Deshaun either didn't see him or didn't feel confident that he was going to get the ball to Amari, and he held onto the ball and got mollywopped by, I believe, 3 defenders. Like, they were in his face and he just kept waiting and waiting and waiting. That's gonna get Deshaun injured permanently. Deshaun's still does not have any sort of confidence in his ability to slide in a way that, honestly, guys, like, there's times where Deshaun talks about it and it's macho BS. Well, that's how I play the game. That's not what I saw yesterday. There were just times where it was like watching a brain fart and he just collapsed to the ground. Those two things, that's on Deshaun. So some of those hits might be attributed to the offensive line, or they might be attributed to anybody else. Some of these things are on Deshaun. And that idea, and the Browns have been saying this for now 2 years with Deshaun, you have to know when to throw it away. Now, specific to whether Deshaun should have come out of that game or not, I will tell you right now, in the moment, I thought, maybe bring Jameis out here and give Deshaun a breather. But I also, the second that I thought that, I immediately thought, you're not going to get better by not playing more snaps. And because you didn't play in the preseason, well, that leads you to having to knock all that rust, cobwebs, or whatever. And so, and honestly, here's the other thing. The no huddle run or the quick tempo run that they went on that they scored the touchdown did, at least in the second half, well, maybe you can get one more of those, right? The momentum builders. Because had they gotten one more of those, you absolutely could have gone, well, okay, it still was dog, but this team still...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Collapsed, but you saw glimmers of that thing. It wasn't hitting on 6 out of 6 cylinders. Maybe it was hitting on 3 out of 6 cylinders. One drive in the second half, you were hitting out of one out of six cylinders. But I understood. So to me, I don't have a problem with Deshaun wanting to stay in. I don't have a problem with Kevin Stefanski keeping him in. The problem I do have is the ask. Respectfully to Deshaun, because this is not about Deshaun. This is about Kevin Stefanski. If you don't think Deshaun should be on the field, then Deshaun shouldn't be on the field. If the juice versus the squeeze isn't worth it, if knocking off any rust or trying to get more comfortable in the offense or whatever it is, if that isn't possible, or if you think the longer he stays out there, it's more likely that he gets hurt, then the light goes on for him. If you think that, don't ask. And that's something that Kevin did a lot with Baker that drove me crazy. The cost of doing business with quarterbacks that make a lot of money, or in the case of Baker Mayfield, the cost of doing business with a guy with a big personality and maybe a little hard-headed, is occasionally you have to meet tough with tough. Occasionally, you have to go to Deshaun and say, dude, you don't have anything to prove to me or anybody else. And even if you did, you're not proving it here by getting another butt kicking. So you're coming off the field. We'll talk about it. I'm not benching you. I'm doing this because nothing around you is helping you. Right? Your receivers are dropping the ball. Your offensive line isn't adequately blocking. Schematically, we're leaving you on an island. Whatever you want to say, in that moment, and I actually, it's funny. It's one of the things Kevin Stefanski did say. Well, you know, I asked him, but he wanted to stay in. Who's the head coach? And I can understand that Kevin is more of a player's coach. I totally get that. But I don't care that Deshaun stayed out there. I mean, if he had gotten injured, guys, it would have been Kevin Stefanski's head. Every single one of us today would have been bashing Kevin Stefanski for leaving him out there when that game was decided, even before you put up that touchdown in the third quarter. Every single one of us, especially in the fourth quarter when it was getting ugly and the shots were adding up. Every single person would have rightfully said, what the hell were you doing there? But to then come out and say, I gave him the opportunity, I understand this is partly Deshaun's ball club. And I understand that you're trying to empower him and you're trying to help him lead. Sometimes you need to protect the player from the player. You didn't do it with Baker 4 years ago, and it ran Baker out of town, amongst other things. Now, which, by the way, is what I think Kevin did want, whether Kevin will admit it or not. But now you're doing it to a guy who in that moment, the guy's got a lot going on. Maybe next time you protect Deshaun from those urges when, honestly, it was a day. Play him, don't play him, fine. Don't ask. You don't have to ask a player for permission. I don't care how different the NFL is now from 30 years ago. 216-474-0092. Dave, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
So here's the deal. Anyone with two eyes can see that Deshaun obviously didn't play well. But the issues with our team, it's organizational. It's about this organization allows leaders to act like babies and just not take accountability for what's going on. There's no excuse for us being unprepared for this game. But what happens is that whenever criticism comes, you've got Quincy Avery coming on Twitter to defend Deshaun against fans. Deshaun goes ahead and puts it off that it's the media's fault. Our linemen talk about how they weren't prepared. Whatever happened to just being a man and owning up and being prepared when the time comes? And that's an organizational issue. What happens to Kevin just being a man and saying, guess what, Deshaun? No, you're not going back out there. Like, what happened to when men were men and people just did what they were supposed to do and just manned up? I'll tell you who was a man. Joe Flacco was a man, but no, we let him leave because we didn't want to hurt Deshaun's feelings. It drives me nuts, and it's an organizational issue, and until it gets fixed, we're going to keep having season after season where we struggle and we lose games that we shouldn't, even though we are a loaded roster with a smart coach. It's going to drive me nuts. I'll leave it at that.
Dave, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for giving us a call. So, there was a lot there. I don't agree with everything. But I do agree, whether it's when men were men, I don't really even know what that means anymore. 1972. No. You're thinking of 1961. That's when men were men. But I do think there is something to be said about you don't have to choose between being an analytical, I don't want to say emotionless, but emotions under control, cool, calm, and collected coach, and being a leader. Or being a fiery, you know, occasionally showing emotions. Like, in that moment, Dave is right. Like, leadership is what failed. And Stefanski has to own that. Deshaun has to own that. Every single one of those captains have to own that. So, but it starts with Kevin, because he is the head coach. It starts with the quarterback, because those are the two most important positions you have that are responsible on game day.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.